an office box, a box of chocolates. Would I know to stay away? What's that? Pandora's box, a box of chocolates. Would I eat them anyway? 'Cause every time I have half a mind to leave you, babe, that means I have half a mind to stay.
Jeez. Okay. This is Pandora's lunchbox, and I just need to shovel the snow off of the studio, off the LPs. You know, at the last WCBN staff meeting, I said we need to close the sunroof before winter. But did they listen? No. I'm almost done shoveling. I can just about see the studio now. Okay. It's going to be just a second here, all right, and we're going to be able to get... Okay, whew. All right, the record is done. I mean, I'm done shoveling. This is Pandora's Lunchbox, a show about food. This is Mike. How you doing? Well, let me just level with you now. There have been reports that zombies may be coming towards Ann Arbor, possibly as soon as tomorrow, and zombies eat people, eat flesh, and this is a show about eating and a show about food, so I thought, what better program to warn you about this incoming threat or opportunity? I'm not sure which, but nonetheless, we here at the Action Pandora's Lunchbox news team will take credit for this. I mean, find out, get to the bottom of this. And we're going to talk to someone actually who is an expert on these things. There are reports of zombies dressed like Santa Claus people. It's very scary. But first of all, let's see if we can soothe any potential possible zombies out there, including you if you are a zombie, with a little Yoko Ono. And this is Pandora's Lunchbox. That was Yoko Ono. And Listen, the Snow is Falling. Well, this is Pandora's Lunchbox, as I just said 3 seconds ago, a show about food. And I believe we have a guest on the phone. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Now, the thing about this is we've been trying to find out about the zombie clauses that have been possibly threatening to come to Ann Arbor tomorrow. And I've had to go through a couple of different people to talk to the right experts, so I am happy to find that you are the one. What is your name, sir?
It's Theodore Von Tussel. And I'm having a difficult time hearing you. I don't know if there's a...
Oh, okay. Let's see. Unfortunately, perhaps the zombies are already having an effect on the phone lines. We're going to try to make sure that you can hear a little better.
All right, I will try to pay very close attention.
Are you hearing any better now?
No, at the same level, but I'll make do.
Okay. Well, my name is Mike, and I have heard about the infestation of zombies, or perhaps the opportunity of zombies, coming to Ann Arbor. Is that correct?
Our research would show that is correct. In the last few days, there have been a number of intercepts of zombie chatter that seem to indicate that they're massing on the Canadian border and making their way toward Ann Arbor.
Wow. And one thing I was noticing is that I was looking at a website called Weather Underground, which shows weather patterns, and I saw this big green blob all over southeastern Michigan.
That would be them, I think.
You think so? Because I was thinking, okay, maybe that's the snow we've had all day, but with all these reports, I didn't know. Do you think it's them?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I'm not a meteorologist.
Okay.
But I would think that an advanced kind of meteorological device could certainly pick up undead entities, I would imagine. But we really don't know what we're facing tomorrow. A number of cities around the United States have been hit by zombie attacks recently.
Really?
And we have video footage if people would like to check zombieclaws.com.
Zombieclaws.com.
They can look at some of the more recent attacks. Madison, Wisconsin was attacked 2 weeks ago by zombies. Earlier this summer, I think the first one was in July, and San Francisco was attacked. It was a horrid, horrid attack. Probably the worst attack took place in Austin, Texas in July.
Oh, dear.
We don't have video of that one. I'm told that the zombies attacked at a taping of American Idol casting call.
Wow.
And it was apparently horrid. They're soulless, godless creatures.
Wow.
And they have no respect for the American way of life.
Now, did they attack just the really good singers or the really bad ones, or did they discriminate in either way?
I don't imagine that they would care one way or the other. The thing that is interesting about this particular case that we're facing now is it seems to be a different strain of the zombie meme, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe there have been, none of the other attacks have been holiday-themed. Mm. And I think what we're facing is a completely different kind of attack. And quite frankly, it scares me. I'm not sure what to expect tomorrow. The information that we've gathered so far would lead us to believe that they're massing at a bar called Babs Underground Lounge.
Oh, I know that one.
They'll be there tomorrow at 7:30. And as best we can tell, they'll be attacking Ann Arbor at about 8:30. Babs Underground Lounge is at 213 South Ashley Street. And I plan to be there. Before we had this call, I was thinking, you know, what to tell people, how to protect themselves against the zombies.
Right.
Trying to think of good advice. And the best I could come up with is probably it would suit people, it would serve people best if they were to dress like zombies and to try to pass themselves off as such.
Wow.
And I think that's the only way to make it through.
Now, for the naive in the audience among us, what are some things that zombies wear? What are the fashions for 2005 that zombies are wearing these days?
I think, let's see. I don't know if the clothes really matter. The clothes that people are wearing as zombies are the same clothes they're wearing as people.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so it's whatever you are pretty much turned into a zombie in, that's what you'd be wearing now. So, you know, if you're let's say you're on the wrestling team at the University of Michigan, you might be wearing a unitard.
Okay.
But one of your legs might be snapped off at the knee.
Ouch.
So that would be a difficult outfit, I think, for someone who's not a zombie to achieve that look. But nonetheless, I think that's, you know, if you're going for realism, I think that's what I would do.
Okay. So do I understand correctly that these zombies are going to be masquerading as Santa Clauses from malls?
No, it's confusing. And again, this is all kind of guesswork and detective work on behalf of myself and my staff. But as best as we can tell, a satellite from outer space crashed into the International Mall Training Santa grounds in Saskatchewan, Canada. On board that satellite, there seems to have been a brain-eating virus that infected a number of Santa Clauses.
Oh, dear.
These Santa Clauses have been heading toward the United States over the course of the past 2 weeks. They don't attack strictly other Santas, but that seems to be what they're after. They tend to attack anyone else in their way, but it looks like primarily they're after other holiday-themed kind of people, whether they be Santa Clauses or elves, what have you.
Well, that sounds like a good warning for anybody who's out there wearing one of those jolly Christmassy hats with the little balls on top, because that might be just like a red flag to the bull, or shall we say a red jolly hat to the zombie Santa, if you want to use that metaphor.
Yeah, it's a death warrant.
Ugh.
I mean, those people will not live through tomorrow night. But I don't think anyone is safe. I think, again, if you study the footage of what happened in Madison, Wisconsin, and what happened in San Francisco, it's difficult to navigate away from these things. They're fairly slow moving, but when you get enough of them coming at you from a few different directions, you're pretty much done for. Yeah. I think the only shot that anyone has is to go to Babs tomorrow at 7:30 and to dress like a zombie and try to be realistic enough that you might stand a fighting chance. Otherwise, I think we're all dead.
Whew, that is scary, because, I mean, yeah, I can see what you mean. Once you start, I mean, it's like a virus. They spread, they attack somebody else, they become a zombie, and then that just continues perpetually, yeah?
That's right. The a zombie, if a zombie bites you and you don't die, and there's a misnomer, by the way, or a misconception, by the way, that that they're only after the brains. They'll eat any kind of warm flesh. The brains, I'm told, are particularly succulent and delicious, but they will eat any kind of animal flesh. So if a zombie bites into you, you might not turn into a zombie right then unless you die, but within 3 days you will turn into a zombie.
3 days.
3 days is the longest anyone on record has ever survived without turning to a zombie.
So we're talking about, today's Thursday, so we're talking Monday, that's less than 7 days before Christmas.
Well,
so
anyone that dies in the process will be instantaneously transformed into a zombie.
Instantaneously, okay.
So if they, if they were to sever some sort of artery or something and you were to pass away, you would immediately come back as a zombie. But if you were to be bitten in a kind of superficial manner, let's say one of them bit your toe, it wasn't a life-threatening injury, you'd probably have about 3 days.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I suppose...
Enough time to say goodbye to your family,
which
is a blessing, I guess.
And there are a lot of Christmas parties going on this weekend, so that would be an opportunity.
Yeah. I think that, if that's the best you have to hope for, I mean, that's not too bad. You have 3 days of, saying goodbyes and hugging the people you love before you try to consume them.
Right.
Christmas.
Yeah. And I want to apologize to my listeners that this is grim stuff we're talking about, but it's important that we alert you that there are zombies descending on Ann Arbor tomorrow. And again, could you mention where this is so people will know?
We're not sure the streets that they will be attacking, but we're told that they will be massing at Babs Underground Lounge tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., and then they'll be attacking sometime around 8:30. Again, it's hard to tell. These are really unpredictable creatures. We're not sure what motivates them. There have been some theories that they're lashing out against the over-commercialization of Christmas.
Oh.
There's other scholars have theorized that they are that they're concerned about the encroachment of Christmas on Halloween. The fact apparently that Christmas displays were coming up before Halloween was even over greatly angered some of them.
If I was a zombie, that would anger me too, I understand. Yeah.
Seems to be the consensus that they just think there's, the battle lines have been drawn between these two holidays, and they feel as though they're being pushed a bit too far.
Wow.
So it's hard to tell. So I think they'll probably go after a shopping district. I think that they'll probably target people who look jovial.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect fleshy people would be more at risk than non-fleshy people.
Wow. So people who are scantily clad tomorrow, for instance.
I think if you're presenting flesh that's the closer to the surface of clothing, I think the easier it is for them to get at. So I don't suspect they would go after someone in a large parka, for instance, as quickly as they would go after, say, someone in a bathing suit.
Right.
But okay. I'm not suggesting that people go out in bathing suits. I think you would be best served if you're going to be on the street tomorrow to dress like a zombie.
Okay.
And that
with a parka.
You know, that's probably not too bad. I mean, okay. Then you would only have to make up your face. You know, if you were going as a nude zombie, mm-hmm. someone who had died while in the shower, for instance, that would be a lot more surface area to cover and bruise-colored makeup and blood color, blood makeup. I think if you could limit it to just a little peephole where your eyes were inside, and you could, you know, put some gray cadaver-colored makeup on your nose, you might be able to pull it off. It's going to be tricky. I mean, it's not going to work for everyone. Some of us will die. But my hope is that the ones that live will live to tell the tale and will be able to, you know, prevent this from happening. The more we face these things, the more we learn about them, the more we're able to hopefully face them in the future. You know, it's... some of us have to take the risk and go out there tomorrow night.
Right, that's right. Well, I hope that I can be with you listeners next week, that I will survive this, and hope that you will survive too.
Yeah, I'm actually, if I could ask you a favor, I'm new to town and I have nowhere to sleep tonight. I was wondering if you might be able to, if you had a spare room or something, or if you could ask your listeners and perhaps someone has a room that I can use. I don't need much, just a cot maybe.
Okay. Well, people can email to pandora@wcbn.org to let me know if that's a possibility. And
I'd appreciate that. Thank
yes.
you.
Now, for our listeners, once again, just a quick reminder, zombies are going to infest Ann Arbor tomorrow. That is the report. And now, one more time, what is your name and what is your organization?
My name is Theodore Von Tussel. And I don't have an organization per se. I was a PhD student at a fairly well-known, prestigious university on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
When I was doing my research in the War on Christmas, it's War on Christmas Studies was my major.
Okay.
And I came across this little-known incident in Calgary, Alberta, with a Santa Claus killing an employee of Orange Julius.
Wow.
And it took me off on this tangent, and at first I thought it was a liberal, you know, part of the liberal plot to destroy Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
But then by backtracking, I found that the satellite ran into the, you know, all that stuff. And in the course of, you know, doing all my research, I've attracted, you know, tens, if not hundreds of supporters, and they do most of the work now. I'm kind of just the figurehead.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you so much for joining us here in Pandora's Lunchbox and alerting us to this danger.
Anyone that would like to, we have a distribution list at zombieclaws.com that they can sign up for, and they can get updates before the attack, telling them if there have been any changes to the plans. But again, as of right now, we'd like people to gather at Babs Underground Lounge at 213 South Ashley Street in Ann Arbor, Michigan, tomorrow night.
Okay, and there's a lot of other information at zombieclaws.com, too, that might be able to save your life.
I would hope so, yeah. It's all about saving children.
Okay, and that's what we're all about here in Pandora's Lunchbox. Well, thank you so much, and I will get in touch with you after we're off the air, but we're going to continue with the show right now, and thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good luck. Well, again...